Episode 2586, Making Room to Be Imperfect.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week. Take a deep breath, though, because I know sometimes it just comes spiraling out of control. But you know what? It's the second week of February. You've got this. God's got you. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. Making room to be imperfect. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Let me ask you this. Would you give up on your dream from one mistake? Life isn't about doing it perfectly, but making room to be imperfect while learning and growing. Now, you probably know the Winter Olympics are here, and if you haven't, you need to watch some of them. You need to support your athletes. This is a world event. It's incredible. And I know there's a lot of things happening on in the world, but we can support our athletes. And so if you get that opportunity, take a moment and see, watch a sport that you've never watched before. Learn something, stretch your mind because it will also stretch your heart. Okay, enough about that. But you know the Winter Olympics are here and you know what? I'm watching them. And there is so much we can glean from athletes around the world. Their stories stand out above their failures and many failures appear to stand out above their stories. But in reality, that is so unfair to both the athlete and the dream in the making. Have you ever thought that your imperfection can be your greatest asset? Most would argue that nothing good can come from imperfection. However, if you don't fail, how can you grow? If you don't fail, how can you learn from your mistakes? Life isn't about doing it perfectly, but making room to be imperfect while learning and growing. This comes from the pursuit of focus. Follow one course until successful. However, you know that course can be anything and your success is defined by you. So the course of action, well, that's for you to decide. And your success, well, is defined how you see success. So how can making room to be imperfect benefit you? It opens you up to the possibilities, or as I like to say, the detours of life. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be open to the detours of life. Sometimes we get so close-minded. What if you came from a heart of abundance, knowing that, you know what? Nothing is impossible. Because there are so many ways to get you to where you want to go. Think about driving to your favorite destination. You can drive on various roads, fly on airplanes, take a bus, or even float down the river to get there. There's no one way to get to where you want to go. You have options. And the same goes for your dreams and goals. You have options. So instead of locking yourself in one direction, be open to the detours. You know, that really does change our perspective. When we don't see our failures as the end, but as a step to a new beginning. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, explore before quitting. Think about that for a minute. Explore before quitting. Most of us, if something happens, we're like, okay, I'm done. You know, one of my dreams was to have been an Olympic ice skater. And of course, so for me, the Winter Olympics, oh, I'm all in and I'm watching it. And it's great, but it's also that reminder way, way, way deep down, you didn't quite make it. I mean, I'm just being real with you. Now, does that haunt me as much as it did 30 years ago? Yeah, no, it doesn't. Because believe it or not, after I got married, I even went back into ice skating. Not with the idea that I could be an Olympic skater, but the idea that I can still pursue what I love. And that's what it really boiled down to. Ice skating is an art form that I love. And so I wasn't ready to hang it up. I wasn't ready to quit. And even now, when I go skating with the kids, Oh, you better believe it, I do a few tricks. Yes, I may be half century, but I can still skate really well. But I wouldn't give that up. I wasn't willing to. So instead of just hanging up my hat and saying, that's it, I can't do this anymore. No, I explored my options. Explore before quitting. Don't be too quick to give up. Look at all your options. See what you can't see. Most of us are on this regimen of saying, this is the only way, the only path to get to where I want to go. No, it's not. I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. So don't give up on what you want in your life. Explore before quitting. Number two, define your direction. Once you have to pivot, you need to reset your direction and have a path to where you're headed, right? So you've got to define your direction. What does that look like? And so as you know, as you've explored, right, your options, so you can look and say, well, this detour is leading me down this path. And if I go this way, it's going to look like this. Now, guess what? Even what you think it's going to look like, it's really not going to, right? So you're going to have to pivot again, which means you're back to the beginning, right? Explore before quitting, right? Then define your direction. And finally, number three, set your course. Here's where you can pace yourself. You get to decide what it means for you to be successful. Just because you don't win a gold medal doesn't mean you're less than. I watched one of our athletes. She was in first place. And the very last skier came down and took her from first to second. Do you think that medal should mean any less to her that she got the silver versus the gold? No, of course not. Now, us as an onlooker is probably like, well, why didn't she get the gold? She could have done more. Okay, right? Come on, let's be honest here. It's easy for us to talk the talk, but what about walk the talk? Are you willing to set your course? Are you willing to go all the way? Be open to the detours of life. Making room to be imperfect. That's what you find. The pursuit of focus, follow one course until successful, comes through those detours of life. It's not about you knowing the one way, because there's not one way. There's many ways to get to where you want to go. So see what you can't see. Look beyond your nose. Commit to what you know in your heart to be true for you. It's not about anybody else. We have to put sometimes blinders on. We have to put earplugs in. Because there's so much noise around us. It distracts us. Allow yourself to say, you know what? The pursuit of focus is positive, but I get to do it through the detours of life. And I'm okay with that. I get to define the course that I take and how I see myself as successful. That, my friend, is greatness in the making. Go out, be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.